Well, friends, it's lovely to have you with us again today for a little time around the Word of God. We're here just outside Lisburn, just off the White Mountain at a place called Belshaw's Quarry. And you can see in the background here the limestone quarry. And I just don't know very much really about the history of it or how many men worked here, but it's quite a quiet place. There's lots of birds singing and it's probably a nice place for a wee picnic or something like that. But we're quite low down in the ground here. You can see the top of the quarry, don't know how many feet, maybe 100 feet or so above us. And we're just down in the bottom part of the quarry. And as I was thinking about that and how we could perhaps relate that to the Bible, I thought about a verse of scripture that's found in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 9, where it speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says that he descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He descended into the lower parts of the earth. Now, there are different schools of thought as to what that means. I just take it very, very simply that not only did the Son of God come from heaven to this earth and was made in the likeness of sinful flesh, the Bible makes that very, very clear. God sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. But it wasn't just that he came to the earth. He descended, as it were, into the lower parts of the earth. He didn't dwell in the high places of the earth. He didn't sit upon a throne whenever he came to this earth the first time. He didn't reside in a palace. He didn't mix with the high class of society so much, but he came down and descended into the lower parts of the earth. At the commencement of his earthly ministry, he went out into the wilderness and was tempted of the devil. And then whenever he was conducting his earthly ministry, he ministered to the lepers, the outcasts, the fornicators, the adulterers, the publicans, the sinners. And that's what the world even said about him. The religious crowd said, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." And he sat with the unlovable. He reached the unreachable. He saved the unsavable. He embraced people that the world had passed by. And if you read some of his parables, you'll see that he was concerned about the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. He descended into the lower parts of the earth. And then on the night before his crucifixion, he spent the evening in the valley of Kidron, the Kidron Valley, the Garden of Gethsemane, again descending into the lower parts of the earth. And then he went to the cross and he went through the valley of the shadow of death. And the Bible says he tasted death for every man. And on that cross, he took our guilt and our sin and our shame and bore our hell upon the cross. So in the truest sense of the phrase, the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, descended into the lower parts of the earth. And maybe today you find yourself low, maybe spiritually, maybe physically, maybe emotionally, maybe socially. You find yourself unloved. You maybe view yourself as being unlovable. Well, remember that the Lord Jesus Christ descended first into the lower parts of the earth. And so often whenever he did that, he lifted people up. Established their goings. May God bless you and thank you for joining us today.